Thank you for calling.
Hi, this is Rachel Brown calling.
Oh, thank you so
Hello.
Much for calling, Rachel. This is Lisa Taylor. How are you?
Good. I've tried so many times. Usually just music and no one picks up.
That is weird. And I've been trying to call
you. And there's no voicemail.
Yes, of course,
there's no voicemail.
You know what,
have you ever left a message? Because I've gotten no voicemails from you. I would return the call if I would have gotten a voicemail.
I left multiple voicemails. Even Bella did. And you got no voicemails?
Well, I didn't get any no voicemails on my number. I mean,
that's
are you calling
weird.
The U.S.? I don't know where you are.
Well, I'm calling you
the
from
the
very same number. Yes, of course it's a U.S. number. Why would
I have no idea.
It's a 218 code. It's a toll-free number. 218-300. Okay. Anyway, I wanted to discuss your recent concern since we received a dispute from your aunt.
Right.
What was that about?
I'm sorry?
What was the issue? Because from what
the entire story is that I got an email one day from someone by the name of Lewis saying, you have been approved for a Wikipedia page. And I was like, oh, my God, this is great. I'm an entrepreneur, jewelry designer, and I have celebrity clientele, and I would love to have a Wikipedia page. You have been approved, which to my definition was that I'm getting a Wikipedia page, $500. And I'm like, okay, I'll pay if it's some fee, whatever. I'll pay the $500. Great, I'm getting a Wikipedia page. When am I getting the Wikipedia page? Probably about a month. Fill out all these forms. You're getting your page. Did rough drafts, all that. Great, looks great. I basically wrote the whole thing. I didn't really write anything anyway. They just copied everything I wrote. The edits weren't really much of anything. It was just basically copying. So it wasn't like the writer, like, did anything really that much, to be honest with you. I was like, okay, fine. I'll pay the $500. Then it's like, well, you're kind of not approved. I'm like, okay, well, going back on what they said. So, but you can pay $1,000. We'll write all these articles for you. Then you'll get the page. And I was like, well, I usually don't go for that, but Wikipedia is really important to me. I'm not concerned. Maybe I'll spring for it. How long is that going to take? No more than a month. It's going to be really quick. We'll get these articles. That'll be fine. And I was like, I started getting really upset because I thought, I think this is a scam and I've been screwed over because it was only supposed to be $500. Now it's another grand. And I'm like, not happy about it, but I'm already in this. Let me just do it. Then all these articles started coming in, which was basically like not really real articles, but articles that were already written that had maybe a couple sentences about me in it. So I'm like thinking, this is very bullshit-like. This isn't like real. Like somebody really doing research on me, really being creative, really writing an article. There are already articles that I've already written that are pulled from whatever. A couple sentences about me put in, and they're saying, okay, that's an article. Wasn't happy about it, but I'm like, I'm already in this. Let me just go along with it. Time goes by, another month, and I'm thinking, boy, I spent all this money. What a waste. I wish I could go back in time. I wish I would have known. I feel like this is some massive scam. I'm really upset about it. When am I going to get it? It's going to be over in a week, in another week. Oh, one more week you're going to get. One more. Oh, it's good. All these emails, all the stress. And finally one day I'm thinking, March 1, I'm going to pull the plug on this. I'm going to do what I can to get my money back because I've been totally run along, screwed over, misinformation, anything that would help is very low quality, not happy. And thank God I paid on PayPal part of it. Thank God I paid on American Express the other part of it. So I had a leg to stand on. Had I not, that would have been really bad. And I definitely wouldn't have got my money back. So that is the story. So I won't make that mistake again, and I won't do anything like that. And I just thought, when sometimes you see something that's too good to be true, I guess it is too good to be true, you know? I guess I should have realized that it was going to be some major thing that I got into, and I just, you know, shouldn't have done it. So meanwhile, a lot of time Not cool, not professional.
I completely understand where you're coming from, Rachel. And first of all, I'm very sorry for the inconvenience. After hearing from you, what I feel personally is that there was a lack of communication and information. Nobody guided you in regards to why this is happening and how it is happening. Nothing
not
at all.
At all.
Yes, yes. Nope. That's what I feel. So, Rachel, I'm going to make the long story short. You know about a Wikipedia page, right? You know that the Wikipedia has certain complicated guidelines, and we have to follow that.
Not that I was told at the beginning. It was like, fill out these forms, and you're getting your page in, like,
mm-hmm.
very short time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was told, and that's what I expected.
Okay. Okay.
I never would have gone and signed up for something like that and got involved.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
If I got the real truth, I never would have done this.
I understand. You were misinformed. Yeah, you were misinformed in regards to your profile being credible. But what I see from my end is that the articles, even if you call them low quality, and if they have just a mention of you in the articles, they are there live, and they will be usable once you create your Wikipedia page later down the line.
Well, one of them that I had posted on my social media, I looked at my social media one day, and the page wasn't even there because the link was no longer valid. Then that was another red flag.
Which link are you talking about?
Something that said Fox Business Trend or something. It was on to whatever, Fox Business Trend. That was somehow suddenly not on. So now all the people on my social media saw that I had a post that now it's suddenly not there anymore. And that's not good for me. That's not professional. That's not cool.
I'm looking at all 10 articles, Rachel, and all of them are workable links. And all of them have your name mentioned. So I was thinking that you didn't have your page published. Won't it be fair for you to give up the $500, I mean, you got the refund of all $1,500, but I think for the articles...
Oh, bullshit. You know, I feel completely screwed over.
Rachel, I'm saying that the articles are published... Okay, go ahead. You speak and then I'll go, okay?
I'll take a picture of my social media page where the thing wasn't even there anymore. It's not good, you know.
What social media thing are you talking about? I'm talking about the 10 articles that were published in different platforms. All of them are there.
Well, one of them was not. The only one that had any significance and importance was not, so...
Let me share all 10 links with you, all of them workable, all of them up live, and we have no way of removing that. So even if you call it poor quality, substantial work, don't you think it's a bit unfair for the team who actually worked on the article?
No, there's a couple, because nothing was written, no effort was taken to really write something about me. There were already written articles and a couple things I was plugged in. It's not in a real article.
That's how it works with the Wikipedia pages. Did you think that it's going to be a promotional article in which we're going to outshine you? Wikipedia would reject those articles. These are acceptable with Wikipedia.
Not what I signed up for. I signed up for a page in a short time, and I was told it was just like it's all everything.
So you should get the money back for your page. That was the $500. It's for the notability. These articles will stay up for a lifetime, Rachel. Please be fair and make something work. I'm sorry?
I don't want the articles. I wanted the Wikipedia. I didn't want the articles. I never signed up for articles.
In order to get the Wikipedia page, Rachel, in order to get the Wikipedia page, you will need the notability, and this is what we have done for you.
They should have told me that from the beginning, that you're really not qualified.
That cannot be done in the beginning. Reason why, let me explain. There are two criteria guidelines that are followed by the internal team, the mediator, and the second one from the Wikipedia administration itself. What happens is that you're shortlisted by a third-party platform like us. What we look at is whether or not you have an online presence. That's it. Now, the secondary criteria comes in when you've placed the order. We send your profile to the Wikipedia administration. Since that is all paid up, that's the only time when they do a detailed evaluation on your profile. And that's when they decide whether they need any additional articles or the profile is good to go, or how good is your online presence. So these are the two basic questions. The first one is whether you have an online presence or not. That is determined by us, the third party. The secondary criteria is determined by Wikipedia administration itself. We couldn't have known this upfront when we approached you. When we looked at you, you were fulfilling the complete criteria for a Wikipedia page. All I'm saying, Rachel, is that at least provide some partial amount for all those people who have worked all these hours to have your page, your articles drafted and uploaded. I'm not talking about the complete amount, but give them something at least. That would be unfair, you know.
I want to buy articles. I just wanted the Wikipedia page. Don't you understand? And now from what I'm hearing, that even if I ended up, I might not even get the Wikipedia page. You could end up telling me, well, we did all these articles, and now you're not approved.
Okay, so you cannot do anything about this, right? Bottom line, you're not going to give us any dollars for the work that we've done.
I don't want the articles. I only wanted the Wikipedia page. I don't need that. There's articles. I don't want them.
Okay. All right, so can you provide that in writing? Can you provide this in writing that you're going to pay $0 for all the efforts that we have done? Because all this correspondence will be shared since you have opened up a dispute case, and we're going to show this to them that we provided you all this work and you're not giving us any money for
that. And
I'm
going to talk about the passport. I didn't want that. I only wanted a Wikipedia page. I keep telling you.
Perfect.
But that was the whole goal.
Okay, then I'm going to make sure that you're banned on the Wikipedia page since we cannot do anything about the articles, and you won't have a page for life, okay? Secondly, we're going to make sure that these articles, they cannot be taken down. We'll make sure that there are some negative articles about you on the social media page regarding how you scammed us and taken the articles from our end. Sounds like a plan?
Do that, but it's like I don't want articles. I kept telling you. You might.
We're
going to
open a dispute, Rachel. This is going to be a very long thing. Why aren't you understanding that? I don't want to be nasty with you.
You can. It's okay. It's like it doesn't. It's not what I signed up for. I was misled. I wasn't given any of this information up front.
So somebody held a gun to your head and said, "Pay $1,000." Is that what you're saying?
I don't need to, you know.
Are you scared, Rachel, that you were misled to giving $1,000? Are you hearing yourself? You don't want it? That is fine. But you know this for a fact as well. These articles will stay up for life. So you have to give us some compensation whatsoever. I'm not asking you for anything additional. I'm asking you for a compensation for these articles because they're going to stay up live, you know. Be reasonable here.
It's not what I wanted. Like, all I wanted was a Wikipedia page. And now
okay.
I have a feeling you're going
right,
to go whole, come back and say to me,
that's
I'm
fine.
Sorry.
That's fine, Rachel. Rachel, that's completely fine. We'll deal with it legally, okay? We will submit our correspondence to your bank or your credit card company, and we will have a compensation from their end, okay?
I don't know what to say. I took time was taken. Energy was taken.
You're cutting off. Hello?
So much time was taken from me. So much was taken from me. I was put off month after month after month after month, and still there's no Wikipedia.
I understand there was a delay. I understand there was a delay, Rachel. Understand that we were working on your notability. Of course, the timeline had to be changed. Understand that as well.
No one ever told me that from the beginning. They just said I qualified.
I just explained that to you. I just explained that to you, Rachel. But how could we have known whether the online presence that you have, it is valid enough or not? That was done once you placed the order and you came on board with us.
I was
That's when we had the...
It was. I was never told it was going to take many months to write these bullshit articles that have two sentences of my name in it. I didn't know it was going to take many months to make that happen. I thought it was going to be a quick and easy thing.
There were 10 articles drafted and published. And that wasn't an easy job. I know you can call them shitty, you can call them whatever you like, but your name is up there.
There's nothing personal. No, nothing really personal in it. It's just stuff that's copied and nothing's really done.
Okay, you clearly are not the right profile for the Wikipedia page. I understand that now because you're not even understanding what I'm explaining to you, and you're not going to be reasonable with that. So let's end the conversation here. We will deal with it legally, okay?
Extremely upsetting, very upsetting, very, very upsetting.
It is indeed, Rachel. It is very unfair to the people who worked on these articles for
you. I responded to the email. You know, it's just like... I really thought it was legitimate. I really did. I thought it was totally legit, and it's not. It's the same sweet Mark boy, and I fell for it. I'm really unfortunate that I had to look at
That's completely fine, Rachel. That's completely fine. That's your opinion, and I apologize for the experience that you had with the company, unfortunately. But if we were not legit, we wouldn't have done this much work for you as well. This was the final stage when your page was going for submission, and you went ahead and did that. That's completely fine. We will submit our case, and we'll deal with it, you know, through a third party. We have a legal team. I just wanted to call you and, you know, as a courtesy, see if anything works out when I talk to you. But I don't think it's going to work out that way. So we'll just submit our case, and we'll do it legally. Okay?
Do whatever you want to
do. I can't hear you, Rachel.
It's all been super stressful for me, and I've been completely misled. And I never knew it was going to be March 1 when I signed up for this thing, and I never said it happened.
That's fine. You weren't aware of the timeline, and you went ahead and disputed that. That's completely fine. As I said, we will deal with it legally. So that's completely fine. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Take care. Bye-bye.